Welcome to the birth episode of this podcast. You're going to hear how it originated and what you can expect in the future from Jamba Juice and Nay. Enjoy.
Ready for the welcome call?
I don't know how to use my voice anymore.
Me neither.
That's okay. So cringe. Okay. Let's do the welcome call. Holding hands. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, that was really weird. I didn't know my voice could do that.
I hope everyone is elevated to our frequency right now. We're tuning in on a new one, on a new podcast frequency.
Welcome.
Can I just mention all the struggles we had until we configured all the electronics and the microphones? We're struggling since 3 hours
later.
Legit.
That's okay.
Cool.
Okay, so who are we?
I don't know. Everyday question.
No, yeah, trying to figure it out every day, man.
Joking, yeah. Yeah, who wants to start?
Should I? I'm going to start. Okay. I am Juice and Yusuf. My real name is kind of low-key, so try to figure that out on the internet. I make YouTube videos, and now I make this podcast. I'm Nay's sister, and I think you're just going to hear more about me in the future. So, Nay, go on.
Okay. I'm Nay, and I'm really lost right now in life, so this is kind of hard. Like, whenever someone asks me, like, who are you? Introduce yourself. Tell me about you. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But figuring it out right now. But artist and photographer, and I also make YouTube videos. And I don't know. Like, my mission in life is just to create cool art that inspires and elevates people. And now we're doing this podcast. And we're gonna talk about like why and our intentions and stuff later. But yeah, I don't really know. That's basically
great.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Jamba Singate, and I'm going to school. Boring, but I need to push through. And I'm doing music sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm nobody's sister here, but my sister is at home in Basel.
Oh yeah. Yay. Can I mention we are all living in Zurich?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We all moved here in the last year, 2 years?
Year and a half.
1.5 years.
Yeah, what the...
And we all moved out by ourselves, so
somehow
Nay and I live together, Jamba lives by herself, and we're trying to navigate through life.
Trying to figure it out on a daily.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So our listeners get some insight into our life. Should we get into our weekly reflection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, who's gonna start?
Okay. Oh, who? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can start.
Yeah.
Okay, start.
Okay. My week was a bit dramatic. I don't know. I had my last week of school.
Oh yeah, your fall break.
Before my vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I called you because I couldn't come to hip-hop class.
Oh, yeah, true, because you had 2 exams the next day.
Yeah, and
one or two,
I don't remember.
Honestly, student life is just fucking up your brain, so.
Bro, I just cried the whole day while I was learning. I couldn't
even see the letters anymore.
Because I was so stressed. And I always try to tell myself it's not a big deal. And it's not, but also at the same time, I just want to give my best.
Yeah, it is a big part of your life.
And every exam is so important, mm-hmm. and I just don't want to repeat this year because I have it all planned out. I mean, I have to adjust it in case, but I don't have this in my plan because I don't like school that
You're
much.
You're going to make it anyway. So.
I don't know. It's not that good.
That's the scariest.
It's stressing so much and I just cried the whole week, I think. Mm. But now I have vacations. I'm going next week.
Yeah. You need to recharge your brain now.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah, and yeah, that's why we booked our trip.
I know.
So Jamba told me it was her fall break, and I was like, what are you doing? And then she just asked me if we wanted to go to Amsterdam. So we booked our trip, and we booked a weird flight. We're coming back at 8 a.m. So we're going to see how that goes. We're going to let you all know how that went.
Yeah.
So
that was my week. Depressing as well. But now I'm happy.
Yay. Okay, so my week. So, like, my past, like, few months have been, like, really tough. And, like, just, you know, like, trying to find your place in society and, like, figuring out what you want to do, mm-hmm. like, with your time is really hard.
Because you finished school.
Yes, now. I just finished school.
You have a lot of time.
And, like, I want to be, like, a freelancer, but it's also really scary, and oh my god. But this week's been better. Mm-hmm. I still, like, have, like, a lot of depressed moments where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. But, yeah, it's been getting better. I've also had some cry moments this week, so that's good. But,
getting out those emotions.
Yeah, man, like, crying, I love crying. It just, like, feels good.
Yeah, sometimes
it sucks. But anyway, one thing that I like thought about this week is caring is fucking cool. Like, I just love people who care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's trying to be like cool and like, I don't care.
Like, show a cold shoulder.
Yeah, like, be cool. Mm-hmm. But like, it's so cool when you care. Like, I had like a meeting and started working on this project, and everyone there, like, cared so much about the project, and they, like, did their best, and, like, they tried their, or, like, when they did stuff, they did it really diligently, mm-hmm. and, like, I was, like, whoa, like, they care so much, and I just never see that in, like, a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's, like, I hate my job, and blah, blah, blah.
It's inspiring. You know? Mm-hmm.
So
it's different.
I was, like, whoa, it's really cool if you care.
The energy,
or, like,
probably.
Yeah, or, like, when someone, like, goes up to you if you like lost something, or just like says hello, or like,
yeah,
or like if people pick something up when like when a sign falls over because it's windy or something. Like, it's so cool if you care, and sometimes it's scary, like, to care. Like, sometimes
I,
like,
I know, because everyone is just like, oh wait, did that person really just pick up that purse or whatever?
Yeah,
and everyone is just pretending like they didn't see it, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of stand out when you do that.
Yeah, like, I was just like, caring is so cool, man.
Whoa.
That should be, like, the new cool. Mm-hmm. And then, like, another thing that I kind of worked on and I'm working on right now is, like, letting go of fear and, like, worries and stress, because...
Bro, take me on this ride. What the fuck?
It's so scary.
Next,
like,
episode?
Ooh, it could be the next episode, but, like...
No, I'm not that far.
No, it's about documenting.
Okay. So, like, I spent, like, the last month or so just, like, obsessively thinking, like, being scared, like, oh my god, I'm not good enough, oh my god, I can never be a freelancer, oh my god, I can never make money and pay rent. And I was like, it takes just as much energy, or maybe even more, to just let go of the fear and be like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And like, you can either think, like, you can either believe in yourself or you cannot, like, you can just choose. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course it's really hard, but just letting go of fear. And also, I posted this on, like, my last Instagram post. It's like a quote from Ariana Huffington, and she said something like, fearlessness is like a muscle and you can practice it every day and get more courage.
Yeah
totally.
I love
so
that
choosing, like, love and positivity. It's like hard sometimes, but I've been working on it, and I'm really proud. And yeah, totally. I could say so much more, but I think I'm gonna cut it here.
Okay, cool, thank you for that. Also, I just want to give you a feedback. I'm trying to improve in that as well, but we might want to watch our likes. Say, you know, like, saying this, like...
Oh.
I just noticed that because I always try to watch myself for the future. No, not
like our Instagram likes or something.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I'm just talking about recording.
Now I'm saying it. Okay.
It's hard, but we can practice.
Mm-hmm.
So my week has been similar, I would say, in terms of getting into work. It very much still feels like a transitional period because we moved in a month ago, and my lifestyle is so different than the last couple of months where I just tried to recharge my brain, which was destroyed from school.
Or can I just say, like, in the last, like, 12 years of our life?
Yeah.
Like, 12 years was just determined, like, ruled by school every day.
Still
and now
in
it's
there.
Like,
still in there.
Yeah. And I just worked so hard to get out of that, and now I'm just in the free fall of opportunities, and it's scary, but I feel like I'm trying to I'm doing my best to get into it. And Nay just want to say something.
That's actually so funny, because I my Instagram caption used to be something like photographer creator, and I just changed it to in a free fall right now. So it's really funny that you said that.
Cause, like, it's true though.
It's like you're in a free fall. It's like every day you can, like, I don't know, it's just so open.
It can
and
go in this direction or in that direction.
So I'm just like, I don't know what I want to do. And, like, I spent so much time trying to force it, or, like, I was like, I need to decide now. Mm-hmm. And then I actually, like, talked with my grandma one time, and then she gave me the advice. She was like, sometimes you just need to be empty. You know, like a vacuum. Just, like, allow the emptiness and the stillness. And then, you know, like, how a vacuum works? Like, if you, like, let air in, it, like, sucks it in. Yeah, so if you're empty, like, the good stuff will, like, start to come, kind of like that. Whoa. And I was like, whoa. So ever since I've been, like, at peace with it more, or, like, when I started embracing my situation more, like, it's been improving so much more, I think. Yeah, just, like, living more in the present. Because, like, I'm always, like, in the future. I'm like, oh my god, like, what am I gonna do, photographer, blah blah. And, like, I just try to, like, just enjoy life and just be happy. And then I think, like, it's gonna just continue being happy, hopefully. I don't know. But yeah, totally. Sorry, I'm talking so much.
We're still learning. Okay, getting back to my week, I kind of got off track because I was listening to Nay so much. But speaking of crying, I had to cry because I was puking so much.
What?
I ate something that was old. Because I was like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. No, but it was not fine.
That's my
I'm sorry. I know. So I just spent the day puking. But that was just one day of my trying to be productive week. And one thing that is present in my life right now, I'm trying to adopt a dog, which is a long journey. And we're currently talking about, you know, people need to, like, come check out our place, because when you adopt a dog that has been on the streets or something, they just want to make sure it doesn't land there again. So that's kind of what I'm filling my mind with. And also, one thing this week, this past week, just yesterday was Sunday, we went on this hike on a glacier here in Switzerland. And I just felt so good getting back into nature, hiking with my friends and meeting new people. That was amazing.
Today, our podcast is called Our Podcast Live.
Our new
podcast. Because we decided.
Live. Yeah.
Oh, our new podcast live.
I don't know.
Well, where we talk about how we started this podcast. How did we start this podcast?
I think this has been a build-up over our friendship also. Just, Jamba would point out so many times, like, dude, we need to record this. And we would honestly talk about, like, other podcasts that interest us. But we were always mentioning how our discussions were so interesting, and we just felt like sharing that would be so beneficial or just interesting to hear, and we wanted to hear it back, you know? Because we would talk, and suddenly we would just stop and be like, how did we get to this point? Why is our conversation so deep right now?
Yeah.
But it's great. All of those moments are great.
Because there was a point where we had every day such discussions.
Yeah.
It came just naturally.
Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate that so much, when you can talk about, you know, the deeper levels of life than just staying on the surface. And friendships like this, where we can just get into that, like, pretty fast, you know? It's not like, you know, talking and need to drink some wine to loosen
get
up
into this.
We just get into it. So that kind of inspired us, and then we mentioned it a few times, like, it would be cool, and then one time we just decided, dude,
I came to this.
backtrack. Jamba, tell how the day kind of looked like.
Well, I was in the Starbucks, and they were late.
It
was okay. But then I was just sitting there, and I said, guys, we need to do a podcast. And I wasn't expecting this reaction, but you were all like, yes, we need to do this, and then we planned. From then on, we just build up and planned, and yeah.
It was an intensive session because we were all excited. I feel like it was just the right moment. Mm-hmm. We've said it before, but that was just a moment when Nay and I were in this phase. We're like, okay, we're open for a new project. Mm-hmm. Previously, we would be pretty stressed. What happened?
My iPad went
off. She just touched her iPad. Nah. Previously, we would just kind of be closed off to new things because we were stressed enough. But it was just the right moment. And I'm happy and proud that we spent these last weeks being dedicated to progressing in this project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It all kind of like really naturally, and everyone, like it came from all sides. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to make it happen. Yeah. So that's how we're here today.
Alrighty, so maybe we should talk a bit about what people can expect and how this podcast will look, which topics they will encounter. Who wants to say something about that?
I think Nay should start.
Okay, so we thought like we want to make a podcast where we can talk about our lives, but more like how like we're struggling in life, or like topics we're encountering and like things we're going through. Talk about our life in Zurich, like living in the city and trying to manage that, and also something we're all interested in is like mental health, and we also are trying our best to like become more sustainable in today's world and living more sustainable life. So you can definitely expect stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely parts of our journey, which we try to tell you a part of, and maybe it's going to help you. We also want to open a discussion on those topics and maybe make some impact.
Because we were all overwhelmed because we moved out pretty young.
Oh, we can tell 18. Our ages.
Oh, yeah. Nay and I are 18.
And I'm 20.
Oh, no. No. And yeah, so we were young. We are young.
We are young.
And we just notice how every day is giving us so much new things to process and all the stuff. And yeah.
It's exciting, you know?
Just joining the ride.
Yeah, it's exciting to learn about all of these things, but it's freaking scary.
Yeah.
We're so thankful that we have each other to talk about this, but I'm sure other people can relate to that, and we can all kind of join in on our insecurities about what we're doing and
everything.
Being unsure about how we should do our household and do the right moves that are sustainable, things like that.
Totally. And hopefully I'll tell some funny stories about things like for adventures.
For sure. We're going to reflect back on those things. And I think every one of us has a little part of... I mean, every one of us has their influence on the whole purpose of the podcast. So maybe we can all mention our...
like intention.
Yeah, our podcast. Intention and our goal for this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, I absolutely love listening to podcasts, especially when I used to go to high school. I listened to the Jenny and David Mustard podcast, and like every Monday morning I was so excited to just have like this safe like thing I could listen to. Or like I love listening. I'm not gonna give like too many podcasts. I'm not gonna drop too many names, but like I just personally love to listen to podcasts, and I think it's like a cool platform where I can share like thoughts, ideas, or like especially things I learned, and hopefully share that. And also hopefully like create a cool safe space for our listeners to drop in and maybe feel calm or like energized. So
yeah,
nice.
So should I do mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so my goal for this and what I see the purpose in for this podcast is I'm always looking for entertainment in my daily life, and I feel like a lot of people have those spare moments that they want to fill, and I'm talking about this in a positive sense. There's a lot of people, I mean humans just in general, we just try to fill our time and try to stay distracted sometimes or just entertained, but in those moments where you're looking for something to spruce up the moment, give you some inspiration, uplift you, and maybe even empower you with the words you hear, that's something I want to create. And I feel like with the conversations we're going to have, people can just tune in and feel a bit better in their day, whether you're walking to school, whether you just need a freaking study break on those long travels. I know all of us have had experiences with commuting, long times in the train, in those moments when you just are not happy with what you're doing, like for example you need to go and I don't know, put out the trash, and you can just listen to something that's gonna make it better, you know, or bring you
laundry,
yeah, and like get your mind into a like good frequency while listening. Mm-hmm. It should not be a distraction, it should be something making the moment better. So that's kind of what I want to create.
I love distraction though.
Distraction is good sometimes.
Yeah, I need it. Because of this, I also listen to a lot of podcasts. Yeah. Because I don't like to always, especially in a city, mm-hmm. To be aware of everything.
Yeah, sometimes you need to tune out.
I need to tune out because I'm a country girl. I was living in a village, less than 1,000 inhabitants, so I'm not used to be with so many people in a such small area of big
it's
area.
it's intense.
So I love to listen to podcasts and just to tune out and yeah, so that's my thing on okay. this. And also I think, as I mentioned before, it's also cool to just learn from other people. I like to look YouTube videos about sustainable living and such things, and I love when they tell about their experience. Mm-hmm. So we can all share. Let's make the internet a useful platform.
Yes,
and just
definitely.
Learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. And like hear
know,
other
I love
perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And also just be real and be you know, we don't need to, I don't know, we don't need any masks, we don't need to fake anything, and just, you know,
fake
maybe.
Anything. I love that.
What?
It was a melody. Fake anything.
Didn't even notice that. But, yeah, I just want to mention that we try to be relatable. No, we just try to be ourselves, and hope people can relate, and relate with the things that people don't talk about, and just know that there are other people out there struggling.
Yes, completely.
And also, one thing Jamba mentioned in our meeting when we were speaking about our purpose is that you want to inspire to relax without a screen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that our eyes get a break and we can just, you know, sit down, close our eyes.
Or doing the household.
Yeah. That
anything
you don't need to watch.
Where you don't have to, I don't know, use your eyes.
Yeah.
Also, when I'm falling asleep, I like to.
Oh yeah, true. We were at this freaking hip hop festival, and Jamba and me, and Jamba and me listened to a podcast to fall asleep and take a nap.
Yeah,
we fell asleep so fast.
I don't even know the story.
Me neither. We listened to like 10 minutes.
Okay, so next, we thought it would be cool to talk about something that makes us happy or inspires us, every week.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to share.
I hope my thoughts are organized, but I'm just gonna start. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before the hike. I think what?
Jamba's laughing in the corner.
No, I love the eye contact.
Yeah, like, eye contact, by the way, is so intense. Like, he's always staring at me. I'm like, what did I do?
I'm always intense.
She's always talking with her eyes, and you like, okay.
I'm just going to stare at my laptop for now. So, I'm going to start again, y'all.
Yeah, sorry.
Something that inspired me was spending time in... Oh, now I can't look at you. Okay, again. Something that inspired me, I can't look at my friends anymore because apparently I stare too intensely, but it inspired me to be in nature again. And we're gonna talk about this in the future, but our freaking country is just so beautiful, and we need to make more out of our privilege. Switzerland.
Love Switzerland.
Yeah, and I just feel so blessed that we got to, that we get to go to the mountains so easily, that we have a GEA, which is a train, basically, subscription where you can just take any train, which is amazing.
It's really cool.
And then another thing that inspired me this week was listening to the Gary Vee podcast. There's always times where I tune in and tune out again, but specifically yesterday in a train when we were driving home, we were all tired. We were like, how long is this train still taking? Because I'm not a card game person, so everyone playing card games, I'm never joining. I like to be for myself, and I just listened to the podcast, and a lot of what I heard in this last week was about just, there are no excuses, you know, when you're trying to do something, just do it. And the podcast made me realize once again, like, how much opportunity I have as even just working for myself. I have so many opportunities, and it's overwhelming, but it's also really inspiring. So I like to remind myself of that, like the opportunity and the gratitude. Those two things stuck out to me that I heard in a podcast and inspired me for right now.
Yay, thank you for sharing that.
Should I? Okay.
We're like communicating interverbally. Yeah. Right?
And I'm not looking at them anymore.
Yeah. No, don't look at us anymore. No. Well, my, how do we call it?
Inspiration.
Happy. Well, a happy place was weirdly Thurgau. It's a place in Switzerland where my boyfriend lives, and it was just cool to go somewhere else than Zurich. As I mentioned, I don't know if it was the stress this week or something, but I was going out of my apartment and I couldn't breathe anymore. The air was so dirty. I'm so sensible, but it was so
sensitive.
Yeah. I'm so sensitive, but it was just, I coughed. I don't know. It was just, and then I went to Thurgau and I could immediately I could breathe. It was so good, because as soon as you go a bit out of the cities, you can breathe so much more. And I just want to go more into a forest or something, because it's so intense sometimes. And yeah,
I think we don't even notice how much we need it, and then when
I notice
and
it.
Then and then always when I go into the town again, I'm like, oh,
yeah, it used to be like this, but now I feel it even if I step out of the apartment. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know you do. We are all country kids.
Yeah, we all like come from the village.
We all just grew up always need it again. Like
somewhere
going back.
Where the bus comes every half an hour, maybe once an hour.
You can smell the cow poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I go back to my hometown and it smells like cow poop, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
This is home. Cow poop and fresh air.
Fresh air too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really
nice. I mean, now I'm really aware that I need it as well. But I think for a while there, I didn't even realize that, and I never even went back for a whole year. I barely went back last year, but I was really busy, so it's always different factors. Thank you, Chamba.
Okay. And for me, I just want to also, like, I went on the hike too that Jules went on. Like, it was an event organized by The Alpinist. You can follow them on Instagram. They do really cool stuff. But it was a Save Our Glaciers event, which they organized to just raise awareness about climate change. And we went to this glacier where you could actually see the ice melting.
It's crazy.
It was so just, it like left such an impression on me. And it also like really inspired me to go back into nature. And I really want to plan some cool nature trips now.
Yeah.
But like one main thing that inspired me was actually just the people there. Like, there were so many freelance photographers or just people who worked like in the art world and stuff, and just like seeing how everyone like handles their life or like the decisions they make was like really cool. And what also is really cool is I for a long time haven't met so many strangers with which I could have such deep talks mm-hmm. so soon. Like I was like standing on the glacier and like walking up to different people and starting conversation, and then we just like talked about such deep stuff. Yeah. And it was really cool, and I think I definitely like made some cool new friends there.
Nice.
And that was really nice. So yeah, that's
yay. I love cool. this segment. It's already
me too.
It's already like, inspiring me.
It's so positive and inspiring.
smiling. We are all smiling right now.
Because our weekly reflection is really can be anything, but trying to be positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so happy we made this.
Yay! I'm so
proud
happy of us.
I'm so excited. Whoa. Uh-huh.
This was our first episode of Our Life Podcast. Our Instagram is Our Life Podcast, all together, lowercase. That's all.
Cool. Yay. Thank you so, so much for listening.
Yay. And it's going to be a weekly podcast, so
see you next week. Monday.
What? Okay. This wasn't scripted.